Killers, murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Welcome to Decode right here on Active FM. I am Nolzi Lee.
And I am Danny. And guys, before we do anything, guys, tragedy has struck the world.
Right.
The Queen is dead.
Danny wants to cry.
I did cry. Well, not really.
The tears about to roll down her face.
Guys, excuse me
for being just a little bit insensitive.
Okay, but you never liked the Queen, so.
Sorry, what?
You never liked the Queen.
Since when?
Sorry, we have countless evidence on these shows that you don't like the Queen, so don't even come at me.
Okay, well. We would like to announce on Decoding the Crimeverse, since we do like talking about this lady, especially deepest, Danielle likes talking about her.
Our deepest condolences to the family.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Although, I was speaking with someone, Norlene, do you not think it's suspicious that as they get a new prime minister, the Queen dies?
Dude. She was 160. She was dying anyway.
No, it is suspicious. I'm telling you.
Honestly, there's no conspiracy here.
No, she meets the new prime minister and like 3 days later, this lady's dead.
Danielle, she was 130.
Like, nonsense.
One day it was going to happen. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Anyway, let's just move on because my heart is still broken, shattered, run over with a truck.
We would just like to cancel what Danielle just said. There's no conspiracy here. We're not even going to delve into it because lady was old. We were counting the days.
I always jump in on your conspiracies. It's fine. It's fine.
No, you don't.
It's fine.
No, yes, sorry.
Never mind. Okay, well, we're not talking about the Queen today, unfortunately. We are actually talking about something completely different. For every girl, they dream of the day that she will walk down the aisle in a white dress. I know I'm dreaming of that day. I know Nolene is dreaming of that day. For this lady, that dream soon became a nightmare as 8 days later, she was dead.
Dun, 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 dun.
Today, we are going to uncover what happened to her. Imagine, married for 8 days and then you're dead.
This is when you marry a psycho or the wrong person.
No, honestly, like, not even 2 weeks, not even a fortnight, fam. Eight days.
So, like, he didn't even want to keep her longer than 8 days, if it was him.
That is very sad, actually. Mm. Like, what was the point of getting married? Honestly, like, hello. So, today we will uncover the eerie story of the 8-day bride, which is a bizarre, twisted tale of a hasty marriage, a secluded cottage, and a love triangle with a deadly end.
Yep.
Now, there's one thing I'm a heavy reader. I actually really don't love love triangles. Because I can never decide who I want. And then if the person I want doesn't get picked, then I get annoyed. It's just a mess. So on the evening of May 20th, 1947, the body of 22-year-old Christina Kettlewell was found 150 feet from her honeymoon cottage in just 9 inches of water on the banks of the river in Severn Falls, Ontario. Again, guys, my pronunciation, we're not going there.
Ontario, isn't it?
Thank you. How did you know these things? How? Anyway, she doesn't even have the word in front of her. I don't understand. But before we we get into the details of her death, let's discuss the circumstances that led to the discovery of her body. So, Christina Kettlewell lived in Mimico, what did you say that place was? Ontario.
Ontario.
And worked at a bank where she was described as a capable employee. Imagine working your whole life to be described as a capable employee. I'd be very happy.
Capable of what? Is capable what of I what? Would add. Capable of robbing this bank is what I think.
Clearly. So. On May 12, 1947, Christina eloped with John Ray Kettlewell, a 26-year-old war veteran, better known as Jack. Ronald Berry, a 28-year-old immigrant from Italy, was Jack's best friend and professional ballroom dancer. It was said that Jack, Christina, and Ronald spent a large amount of time together. This is where the suspicions of love triangles are coming into play.
Yeah.
Christina's sister Helen once commented that the family thought that perhaps Ronald was in love with Christina. Following the elopement, the Kettlewells spent the next few days in an apartment in Toronto, and bizarrely, Ronald joined them.
That's beyond odd.
Okay, but listen here. Okay, Nolene, serious question, right? You met Mr. Perfect. Okay. And you get married, and he invites his best friend on your honeymoon.
What?
What's sorry? Going on?
No, I'm sorry. Like, who does that? It's not a vacation.
It's not a vacation. It's a honeymoon. It's not like a honeymoon. Exactly. It's not like the couple went on vacation. Because, I mean, you can go on vacation with friends and stuff. Like, I don't dispute that. But that would be awkward
because then you're third wheeling. Even on vacation, it's awkward.
That is also true. But I know some
people... If I was a family member, I'd be like, you're not going there. Why is his friend there?
No, exactly. And I mean, either it's suspicious, like, why you want your best friend there? Or it's suspicious. If she wanted him there, then you're like, but I just married you. What's going on? So, on May 17, the trio headed out to a remote cottage, which was only accessible by boat. Why we would go to a place where I can only get away by boat, I don't understand. But anyway. During their time at the cottage, it was reported that Christina began to act out of character. She would go into crying fits, and she would sometimes seem completely dazed. Evidence suggested that Christina had had conversations with Ronald about whether or not Jack truly loved her. So you see, there's already problems, and it's been like a week of marriage, okay? Guys, if you get married, please make sure you're 100% sure. Okay, we're not marrying for nothing here. Okay.
No.
We don't want you 8 days into your marriage and then you're going to his best friend. Listen, does he really love? No. Mm-mm.
The best friend that just so happens to be on your honeymoon.
Exactly my point. The suspicion is it's not the one, eh? So, on May 20th, Christina disappeared from the cottage. Curiously, on that same day, the cottage caught fire.
Suspicious.
When Ronald returned to the cabin, he found disoriented Jack sitting in the cabin with an apparent head injury and pulled him out of the blaze. So I think Ronald had like gone off somewhere, like to the shops or something, whatever.
Yeah.
And he had then come back. Christina was missing and Ronald was like, I mean, because also when you're breathing in all that smoke, I can imagine you're quite like, you're not yourself, if that makes sense. So
can I please just say, like, yes. I understand you have a head injury, right?
But why are we sitting in the fire?
Why are you sitting in a burning cottage?
No, exactly. I don't understand.
Not trying to get out. You're just sitting there. Does that make sense?
No, I totally get you. It's not like your leg is broken and you can't move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like you hit your head and now there's like paralysis. I mean, he's still functioning human being.
Yeah.
So Ronald looked for Christina but couldn't find her anywhere in the cottage. Ronald recalled that the cottage burned to the ground in just an hour. It must have been a wood... I mean, America, they are mostly wooden built, so I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it burned quickly. He took Jack on a boat to reach a car to drive him to the hospital and then contacted the police. It was then when Ronald discovered that the situation became even worse, because that evening Christina's body was found in 9 inches of water just 150 meters away from the cottage by the noble suite owner of the boathouse in that area. Her body was free from burns or any signs of violence, and the official autopsy found traces of codeine in her stomach, but her ultimate cause of death was declared a drowning. Yeah.
Weird. I'm looking at the only one who has no injuries in the story, and I'm like, Ronald. How did you escape the fire? And then this lady died, and you went like,
No. Interestingly, when Major Lawrence Carter, who was... he tried to help put out the fire. He said when he went to go and fetch water from the river, he didn't see Christina's body. But then I also then I guess if she was like under the water and you're now in that mindset, oh my goodness, there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire. You're not, you're literally grabbing a bucket and getting water. Do you get what I'm saying? You're not exactly looking in the river.
Nope. This is where I find it suspicious again.
But,
you were at the very same river her body was found, coincidentally.
Yeah, but I mean, this is another person. This was just a friendly face helping out.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, 9 inches. I don't know how much that is. Is 9 inches a lot?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so.
Shouldn't be. No.
Okay. But also, how dirty is the water?
Hmm.
My thing is, I'm just suspicious that if, I mean, because I'm also assuming if you're going to get a bucket of water, you can only take a bucket and then you have to come back for another bucket. Do you get what I'm saying? You're like running back and forth. So it is a bit weird that we didn't see Christina's body until the evening. Do you get what I'm saying?
And you were at the same river. Because now he's created an alibi as to why he was at the river, if anybody ever even saw him coming from the river.
Exactly. So Jack, Ronald, and 20 other people were questioned by the police in connection to the case. Jack was interrogated by the police for 3 hours after being released from hospital, where he was treated for burns, shock, a head injury, and apparent drugging. So there's another thing. Where did this drugging come from? Okay, this is not... I mean, I can understand. Exactly. I mean, it's not like the building. I mean, you could fall and hit your head. But the drugging is where then the head injury also starts to look a bit suspicious. Yeah. Jack claimed he didn't remember anything that occurred after 11 a.m. on the day of Christina's disappearance. Ronald was then questioned by the police for 13 hours, in which he provided a 3,000-word statement that the police described as, quote, fantastic.
What?
Yeah, guys, I don't understand. On June 19th, an inquest into Christine's death began, which became quite a spectacle. The public packed not only the courtroom, but the grounds outside. Some even approached Jack and Ronald as the main witnesses for autographs.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. That is, like, I'm not going to someone whose family wife has just died and being like, can I have your
autograph? And asking for an autograph.
It's so weird.
And the fact that they gave the autographs is weirder.
Listen, the whole case is a bit strange. I'm not going to lie.
It is strange.
although, sometimes these little American towns are like so small, like nothing big ever happens. And now suddenly this big fire and death happen. It's kind of like, meh. I don't know. People are weird. It should be noted that Jack and Ronald were not on trial for the murder. It was simply a case to determine whether or not foul play had been involved. So they're basically being like, should we do a proper investigation? The investigation uncovered many interesting bits of information, and the jury of the inquest ultimately couldn't agree on whether Christina's death was a result of foul play or... not stating, and I'm going to quote, due to the fact that the post-mortem experimentation disclosed codeine in the stomach of the deceased, and due to the suspicious fact that she was found drowned, this jury is unable to decide on the evidence given whether or not thou means or employed in her death. I think that's pretty damn obvious. Like, there's drugs in her system and she was drowned. Yeah. She can get, like, a what? How can you not?
And the guy... with the head injury, also a drugs in his system. Exactly. So who on earth was drugging these people?
Okay, we'll get to a point later, which I'll speak about the drugs again when we get into the theories, but it's really suspicious. So Jack and Ronald were in the clear, as there was no evidence implicating either of them in the death, but their relationships to both Christina and each other were then thoroughly exposed in the process. A police report claims that there were signs of evidence that Christina was very distressed by the unnatural conduct of her husband and Ronald. So it always... Basically, there was a little bit of fishy behavior, which, I mean, is understandable since he's coming on your honeymoon.
Exactly.
So, we're going to dive into the theories. We've got, I think it's two theories. I might be mistaken. So, the first theory suggests that Christina was dealing with mental illness and killed herself, which could explain the codeine, because she might have been trying to overdose, gone to the river, and then drowned. Because, you know, if you then... drugged up, you can't swim, so that could explain it, but then that doesn't explain why Jack was drugged. So the largest pieces of evidence that Christina may have killed herself were several suicide notes written prior to her untimely end that were uncovered during the inquest. The first note was written on Easter Sunday before their engagement, which was about 5 weeks before the wedding. How do you plan a wedding in 5 weeks? I don't know, but that's a different story. It was addressed to Roland, in which she writes that she had tried to poison herself and talks about the uncertainty of receiving a proposal from Jack. So at that point, it was before she got engaged. She didn't know if he was actually going to propose to her. So, I mean, it's like, does he really love me type of thing. So it
was really rushed, because 5 weeks before your wedding, he hadn't proposed yet.
Yeah, it's very, it's. In the note, she claims that this will be the best way out, as she cannot bear to see another girl have him. So basically, she was saying, So she was basically saying that if he doesn't love her and he was not going to propose to her, she doesn't want to have to see him with another
girl. Yeah, with someone else.
Which is also, though, it's weird. Why are you writing to Roland?
Ronald. Yeah, but why is she
Ronald, whatever. I'm going to say person, okay? We understand who I'm talking about. Ronald. Ronald, why are we writing to Ronald? Ronald is the friend. Ronald is not the person that you... Although it would be pretty weird to write to your boyfriend. Why haven't you proposed yet? It's also a bit weird. I don't know, it's all a bit weird.
Did she not see this unnatural relationship before? Because she was writing to Ronald. That's also a lot.
True. That is true. So Jack recalls Christina being sick that day, but claimed in his testimony that he was unaware about the suicide notes that she wrote. There was another suicide note at the end of April. This time her intention, as detailed in the note, was not only to kill herself, but to also kill Jack.
Hectic.
So did she drug herself and drug Jack and set the house on fire? And then somehow maybe she like second guessed it, was going to fetch water and then drowned.
Yeah.
So you see, there's possibilities here. We then had this note was again addressed to Ronald. She wrote, when you love someone, you really love him, and I know there is no one for me but Jack, and if I cannot have him, I do not intend anyone else to. I waited, as you might say, in the hope that Jack would ask me to marry him, but I now realize I am just a passing fancy. Okay, she clearly had some identity issues in this relationship. Yeah, she clearly, this relationship, she didn't really know where she stood. The last note was written the day before she died, and it was addressed to Mrs. Thomas, who owned the home that Christina and Jack stayed in. I think they were going to stay in. Once done, Christina asked Ronald to mail the letter for her. She wrote, and inside she wrote, Ronnie is in the boat outside somewhere. By the time he gets back, everything will be over with. He must have been afraid something would happen because he's staying an extra day to make sure we go back with him to Toronto.
But what I don't understand is, if he was in the boat and by the time he gets back, whatever, how then did she ask him to mail it?
I think she wrote the letter. He obviously didn't read the letter because it was addressed to this other chicky chick. I think she then asked, will you mail this for me? he goes to mail, and her plan was that while he was mailing it, she was going to kill both of them. So when he got back, and then you see what she says here is the reason he came on honeymoon and stuff with them is because he was actually concerned that something bad was going to happen.
Bad was going to happen. Mm.
Which, I mean, could be an explanation. No. It is still a bit weird, though.
Yeah, it is weird still.
All notes were confirmed by a handwriting expert to be signed by Christina. Ronald held on to the notes from Christina, but he never told Jack about them until the inquest, which is also a little bit strange. Strangely, Ronald was able to able and chose to save the letters from the burning cottage. So, after you rescue your friend Jack, the first thing you go and do is get the letters. Do you get what I'm saying? That's really weird.
Yeah.
A newspaper reported that Christina may have been in the cottage when Roland rescued Jack, as it gathered from one of his testimonies. Ronald.
You like Roland.
What am I saying?
Who's Roland?
I'm so sorry. Ronald, I apologize. I don't think you're alive. But apparently he had given different statements to the police. So in a separate statement, he claimed he'd returned to the cottage after sunbathing, found Jack with blood on his face, who was clearly disorientated. However, in this description of their events, he said Christina was in the cottage, and when Roland asked what happened to Jack, Christina did not reply and simply stood there. Ronald then carried Jack out of the cottage. When he went back in for blankets, he saw Christina for the last time, and he noted the strong scent of coal oil in the living room and smoke beginning to fill up the kitchen. About 15 minutes later, Ronald could not find Christina, and when he returned for her, and also noted that a weapon or anything that could have been used for Jack's injury was not to be found, which is very different from the first thing he said.
Yeah.
Okay. It should also be noted that this is different. It wasn't even just two retellings. He had told multiple different testimonies. Yeah. And in fact, one of the lawyers on the case called Ronald a blatant liar.
Hectic.
So that's the first theory, is that she killed herself and was trying to take Jack down with her.
Yeah.
But why? He married you.
Yeah.
Like, but I guess,
though he married her, she could still have gotten the sense that he maybe didn't love her.
That's true.
Yeah.
So the second theory was that perhaps Jack and Ronald were not so innocent. So the first bit of evidence that suggests the duo may have planned this is a series of insurance policies purchased before Christina's death. Guys, please, if someone asks you to take an insurance policy out, be careful.
Why would you even go forward and take it and marry him?
Jack took out two separate life insurance policy on himself and Christina before the marriage, which conveniently contained a double indemnity clause, which would allow the beneficiary to collect twice the amount if the cause of death was accidental, meaning a fire.
Yeah.
Or drowning. Strangely, Ronald was the beneficiary listed on both policies. Ronald
That's
and also
Firstly,
exactly
the beneficiary. Second, you're on our honeymoon.
No, it gets worse. Ronald had also taken out an insurance policy on the cottage that would later mysteriously burn down and named Jack the beneficiary.
I'm not saying anything, but this is suspicious.
It should be noted that Ronald had failed careers in both construction and insurance. Additionally, Jack had removed all his family from his will from unknown reasons.
That is weird.
Also, no, Christina's wedding ring was never recovered.
For me, this theory explains everything. The fact that he was on honeymoon.
I feel like
with them.
No, but it gets even more interesting. So, obviously, we have now this whole idea that Ronald and Jack were in an intimate relationship. This is now where this love triangle also comes in. And even, however, there was this whole theory that because apparently Jack admitted it, but apparently this only came out after like hours and hours of like questioning, so they think he was like coerced into saying it, but I'm a bit skeptical. But what some people believe is Ronald obviously had these suicide notes and's like, listen, she's gonna do this, so why don't we just benefit off of it? So it's kind of the thing is they didn't plan her murder, but they didn't stop her suicide, and then they just made sure Jack got rescued so that they could claim the money.
So they drove her to it and then claimed the money.
Basically, so yeah, so they it's kind of the whole thing is that they never stopped her. They knew she was gonna do it, but didn't do anything to stop her. But another thing is that apparently there was a strong suspicion that Christina's state of mind was not normal, as actually they believed that she was having mind-altering drugs. And this was an unclear if she was self-administering it or if she had been drugged. And even her sister claimed that this whole wedding thing, she kind of just accepted it. She was like, okay, fine, we'll get married. And apparently her sister also said that Christina appeared to fear both Jack and Ronald.
Which I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. And even the homeowner said that Ronald and Jack, basically she was worried that something was going to happen to Christina. So there were a couple of people worried for her sake. And I mean, afterwards, Jack went on to marry another woman 3 years later, okay? And the two of them actually lived in the home that him and Christina were supposed to live in, which is really weird, okay? And he started a family and they separated in the late 60s. And he actually never spoke of the incident that happened with his first marriage. In fact, his son and his daughter-in-law didn't even know about it. They only came across about it because the daughter-in-law was doing research on the family and found an article in the library. So he didn't even tell his new family that this had happened. Jack died in 1998.
But what would you think?
I'd be like, sorry, what is this going on here?
She died after 8 days. Wait, your friend was in the honeymoon. Taking off the ring, giving it back to you, sir.
As for Ronald, he moved to New York in 1956 and was never heard from again. So, was Christina Kettlewell murdered by two of her closest people in her life in a sinister plan to break a tragic love triangle and collect insurance money? Or did the bride giving into internal strife? Or perhaps it was simply a freak accident? Obviously, it remains unsolved. I believe that they knew about the suicide and they used it against her. They didn't stop her and they thought, let's benefit. Let's take the money.
I think they killed her. I think they used the suicide notes as their... Because why would he run back to fetch them?
I don't think... I think she was still the person who, like, lit the fire and stuff. I think she still had that plan in her mind. But I think Ronald particularly came back in time to save Jack because he knew what she was planning.
I don't think it was her.
Don't you?
I don't think it was her because before the cottage was on fire, he took out the insurance policy.
Because she never said anything about burning in her letters. I understand. Oh, Ronald left knowing what she was going to do. Right. Then came back in time to save Jack. Okay. And then he himself set the house on fire because he also then would get the insurance policy for the house and for her death. But by her giving Jack the poison and her taking the poison herself, then he's not technically on the hook for murder because technically her drug was then suicide. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I still think they did it. I mean, the fact that she was afraid of the both of them meant...
Listen, I actually feel like there's the triangle, the three of them, I feel like at some point they were all involved some way or another.
But I don't believe that Ronald and Jack were intimate in any way. Because otherwise their relationship would have somehow carried on.
Why would Ronald move far away and why would Jack remarry? Yeah, yeah. No, also, I think they had the plan for the money. 100%. I agree.
Yeah, I think they were coerced into saying that they were in a relationship just for the whole media love triangle, yeah. whatever.
Because that, I mean, that makes yeah. more headlines and then that it's more yeah. of a way to, like, pin it on them. Oh, this was, like, a crime of passion type of yeah. thing. So I yeah. feel like at some point, there is so much to this case. I really wish we could know what happened. Unfortunately, yeah. they're all dead now.
Yeah.
But, guys, please be careful who you marry. Don't marry strangers. Don't marry people on Tinder. Right. Guys, please do yeah. your background checks.
And don't marry 4 weeks later. No. Can you please get to know who the human being is?
But that is all for this week. We will see you next time.
Yep. But from now until next week, no mourners.
No funerals. Tell the boys and girls we're here to mash up the place. I'm one of the youngest in age, so make sure you're watching this. Time and time again, I know that I saw my sins. You don't see my sin no more. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio has never been better.